Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Florida employees in Gainesville win a great victory against the COVID shot mandate. We're going to be talking about that today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Holly Mead, Vice President of Media with Liberty Counsel, and joining me is Roger Ganim. Well, Roger, this is a great victory where the 8th Judicial Circuit Court granted a temporary injunction that prevented the city of Gainesville from forcing government employees to take the COVID shots. This is a great, hopefully a great precedent for other cities and states across the nation.
This is a great victory for liberty. It's a great victory for the employees of the city of Gainesville, who now will no longer be under a draconian shot mandate that really isn't backed up by the facts. And that's what really played out in the courtroom in Alachua County here in Florida, is that the city, when put to their proof to demonstrate the need and the necessity for such an extraordinary thing like a shot mandate for its employees, the city couldn't put on the evidence to do it. And the court had no choice but to rule against the city that its shot mandate violated the Florida Constitution and probably the U.S. Constitution as well.
You know, I found this really interesting. The circuit judge stated in her ruling, she said, the city had an opportunity to present evidence that would show that this vaccine mandate was the least restrictive means to meet a compelling government interest. The city did not do that, and in fact, did not present any evidence at all. Therefore, the court is required to find that the city failed to meet its burden of proving that the vaccine mandate furthers a compelling state interest in the least restrictive way. Now, that was a pretty good hand slap from the judge.
Yeah, I mean, and what the judge recited there was the standard that the government usually has to meet when it puts a restriction on a fundamental right. And here, that fundamental right is the right to bodily autonomy, sometimes referred to as the right to privacy. And it was recognized that under the Florida Constitution, that right is even greater than what is generally understood under the U.S. Constitution. But what we see the city of Gainesville here guilty of is one of two things, either just such extreme hubris that it believed it could walk into court without any evidence and just win because, hey, we're the city of Gainesville and we can do what we want. Or on the other hand, the city knew that it never had the evidence to back up one of these shot mandates. When their bluff was called in court, they didn't even try to put on evidence because they didn't have any. Either way, the city should be ashamed for trying to impose the shot mandate on its employees.
And they actually dropped the mandate after that, didn't they?
Yes. After this ruling, this devastating ruling against the city's policy, the city realizing that the state of Florida was against them on this, both the attorney general and the governor, I think the city saw the writing on the wall and decided they weren't going to try to pursue enforcement of this policy or defend it in court any longer.
Of course, Governor Ron DeSantis, who we believe is the greatest governor in America, said that any city or county in Florida that requires employees to show proof of COVID-19 vaccination would face a $5,000 fine per infraction. That's a pretty strong statement they need to listen to before they start pushing these mandates.
It certainly is. And Governor DeSantis has demonstrated time and again that he's committed to the principle of individual liberty, something that made this country great, something that is reflected over and over again in our federal constitution and also in the Florida state constitution. And so Governor DeSantis, where he sees local governments infringing on those fundamental rights of individuals, has not hesitated to step in and provide an incentive to these municipalities to change their ways.
Yeah, he really is amazing, and he is just totally represented religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, the family, marriage, time and time again. But then, on the other hand, we go to New York, where that governor is not the same at all. In fact, she recently signed an executive order declaring that a statewide disaster emergency allows unlicensed healthcare workers from other states and countries to come in and to practice in New York State without civil or criminal penalty due to them not having a license. That was pretty appalling, I think. And that's kind of where I see a lot of these other Democratic states going as a result, too.
There's perhaps no better illustration of the difference in worldview between, you know, in governors than between Governor DeSantis, who we've already mentioned. His instincts are for liberty and to protect liberty. And then Governor Hochul in New York, whose instinct is to control.
Night and day, yeah.
Absolutely a huge difference. And we see this played out all over the country, like you said. But in Governor Hochul's case, she's so bent on controlling people in her state, controlling healthcare workers, forcing them to get vaccinated, that she's willing to create a state of emergency in her own state because there won't be enough healthcare workers as a result of this forced vaccination mandate. There won't be enough to handle the healthcare needs of the state. And so she's going to bring in unlicensed healthcare workers, people whose licenses have lapsed, people who have never been licensed in New York, just to try to replace the people she knows she's going to lose through this forced vaccine mandate. This is extremely irresponsible, and it's unnecessary because the same healthcare heroes who have been serving New Yorkers for the last 2 years can continue to do so safely using the same protocols that they've followed since this pandemic began. But Governor Hochul doesn't want them around. She wants the people, the healthcare workers, willing to be controlled, willing to be her apostles, based on the last speech she gave, and just promote this controlled, forced vaccination regime.
Right. You know, she's not appreciating all these people that have been fighting on the front lines all this time. And in fact, Liberty Counsel, we have filed a lawsuit against her, as well as other health officials, regarding the shot mandate. Because, you know, like you said, she's all about control. She's not about caring about the people. So we filed against a lawsuit against her and Dr. Zucker, Trinity Health, New York Presbyterian Healthcare System, Westchester Medical Center, Advanced Physician Services in the Eastern District of New York, as they're attempting to remove these religious exemptions from the shot mandate. We have to go take the legal route against these kind of governors that are so control hungry.
That's right. Not only does her mandate violate the principles of liberty, they're illegal. Her vaccination mandate purports to say there are no religious exemptions available for healthcare workers, but that violates the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, and it violates Title VII, federal statutory law that prohibits discrimination against religion in the workplace. And so by saying there will be no religious exemptions to my shot mandate, Governor Hochul is basically saying the U.S. Constitution and federal law don't apply in New York when I say so. That's why she had to be sued, along with other officials in her administration. And many of the private employers who are more than willing to go along with it and are actually the ones firing and terminating employees for not obeying her shot mandate, even though they have legitimate and merited religious exemption requests. So our lawsuit hopes to accomplish the restoration of a process for getting religious exemptions in the state of New York for healthcare workers so that they can continue doing their heroic work that they've been doing for the better part of 2 years, and that Governor Hochul will think twice before trying to sidestep the Constitution and federal law in the future.
Right, and we've already seen one good ruling in the Northern District of New York where the judge extended the TRO against these shot mandates, canceled in-person oral arguments, and we're waiting any time for that judge's ruling, which would affect all the state of New York, right?
That's right. The mandate, Governor Hochul's mandate, has been enjoined by a temporary restraining order in the Northern District of New York, as you pointed out. But it gets even better. Now the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, the federal appellate court that covers New York, has also entered an injunction against the mandate. So now that's two federal courts, one lower court and one appellate court, that have said this violates the Constitution, this is unlawful, and we are awaiting a ruling in our case that should be similar. And so, yeah, we hope that this mandate is on the way out, that it will be thrown out as it should be, and some liberty will be restored for healthcare workers in New York.
Yeah, you know, and as you mentioned, she had the audacity to get up in front of a church and say, I need you to be my apostles. COVID shots are a gift from God, and those who refuse aren't listening to God and what God wants. Well, I'm sorry, that's blasphemous. And so please continue to pray for Liberty Counsel as we fight this mandate in New York, as well as we have a lawsuit also in Maine and helping thousands across the nation against these shot mandates. Please pray for us. We covet your prayerful support. And if you are facing COVID shot mandate yourself, go to our website, lc.org/exempt. There's a lot of great resources there for you. That's lc.org/exempt.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.